Maybe you've seen a bumper sticker that says coexist, and it's made of different religious symbols like the Star of David and the cross of Christianity and the crescent of Islam. Or maybe you've heard this story, that there was a village in India someplace a long time ago inhabited by several blind men, and they'd never seen an elephant, and somebody brought an elephant into the town square, and they brought the blind men out to encounter the elephant. And one blind man grabbed the tail and said, "Oh, I understand, an elephant is like a rope." But there's another blind man standing pretty close to him who's reached out and grabbed a leg of the elephant and says, no, sorry, my friend, you're wrong. The elephant is a big pillar." Well, there's another blind man standing close to the other one, reaches up and feels the side of the elephant and says, "You're both mistaken. This elephant is a wall. He's huge." One more blind man has grabbed the ear of the elephant and is waving it back and forth. He said, "How can you be so stupid? This elephant is nothing but a big fan." One's grabbing a tusk. "Oh, he's a spear." Another one's grabbing the trunk. "Hey, he's a snake." And so this huge argument takes place. And finally, the mayor, the Raja, whoever is in charge, comes out and says, "What's all this squabbling?" And so the blind men rush to him to try to explain to him what the elephant really is. And he says, No, he said, "You've all got a part of the truth. You just don't have the whole truth." Now, can you hear what that message is trying to say? That we all understand some of God, but we don't have the big picture, and so we ought to coexist, like that bumper sticker said. There's one more illustration that tries to get across the same idea, that in this age of pluralism, every religion is true. It just has a piece of the truth, not the whole truth. Here's the second illustration. It's literally a story about this beautiful building on the top of a hill. And one group of people sets off on a road to go to this top of the top of the mountain here to reach that building. And they don't think anybody else is going there because all they see is their car. They're all by themselves. But if you could look around the other side of the mountain, there's another road that leads up, and there's another car going up that trail. And it thinks it's the only one because it can't see the other road, and there's a third one, and there's a fourth one, and there's a fifth road. All these roads are leading up to the top of the hill, to this beautiful building. Well, what's the message there? Literally, all these roads, although they're different, and although they look different, and although people think they're the exclusive way, they all end up at the top. Now, can you see the illustration here? The top of the road, top of the mountain, where that beautiful building is, that's God. And the roads are the different religions that are existing. Mormonism and Buddhism and Islam and Christianity. And each one squabbles. They think, "Hey, we're it." They think they're exclusively correct. And yet they all end up there at the same spot. So these are the two major illustrations you're going to hear when the question comes up about, do all roads lead to God? People will say today, in the age of multiculturalism and the age of pluralism, they'll say, "Well, sure." And they'll give you the story of the blind man and the elephant. Or they'll tell you that literal story about going up a road and at the top is God. So is there a problem with this view? There are all sorts of problems with this view. Let's start with the first one. This mayor that comes out and looks and sees the problem with the blind man and the elephant, he has sight. The blind men don't. Now, somebody who tells you this story is basically saying this: all of you religious people are blind. I, the mayor, the Raja of the town, I have sight. But who gave sight to this person? Why is the rest of the human race is blind, but this person has sight? How did that happen? Or let's take the story about the roads leading up the hill. If you could just see around the corner, there'd be another road. Well, the only way you would know that is if you're up in a helicopter up above looking down on all these roads. But who gave you the right to be in the helicopter? How'd you get that privileged view? That's the big question. Why are you privileged? Why are you above the rest of us? So do you see how arrogant that is? Okay, let's try another problem with this view. The person is saying, "Oh, you're all going to end up at the same place." Really? You know what they're saying? All religions are pretty much the same. Because they're all going to end up taking you to the same spot. Is that true? Is Jesus the same as Allah? Is Allah the same as Buddha? Is Buddha the same as Joseph Smith? Is Joseph Smith the same as fill in the blank? These people have very different ideas of the solution to the problem of the human race. What saves us? What's our salvation? It's very different in Buddhism than Christianity. That's different than Islam. What's sin? Do people sin? Do they fall short of God's glory? Christians say yes. Others say there's no such thing as sin. What's our solution to the problem? Is it Jesus? Yes for Christians, no for others. What's heaven like? Very different views of heaven. So when a person tells you, oh, all religions are pretty much the same, that's not true. That's belittling the differences that are separating religions. That's not logical, is it? When you think about it, it's not logical. One thing, the law of non-contradiction, one thing is different from something else, then they're not the same. God is not Allah. Absolutely not. They're two different kinds of gods. Christians say God is a trinity. Jews say God is not a trinity. Islam says God is not a trinity. He's either a trinity or he's not a trinity. He can't be both. That's illogical. This really does not display much careful thinking, does it, about important things like that. It's basically giving up, just saying, oh, all religions are the same. Well, that's not so good. That doesn't make any sense. What's happening here is a problem that I see people doing when they're messing with language, and that is in the area of drawing an analogy. An analogy is where you try to say one thing is like something else. And it really depends. Some analogies work very, very well, and some analogies are absolutely useless. Let me give you an example of a good analogy, and let me give you an example of a bad analogy. Then we're going to apply it to this. Jesus told many, many parables. What was he doing? He was trying to make a comparison. He'd say, the kingdom of God is like, and then he'd tell a story. So let me just mention real briefly one of my favorite analogies, one of my favorite stories of his. It's the story of the prodigal son. Most of you know it, so I'll give you the abbreviated version, but it's a son who tells his dad, he's got a brother, but he goes to his dad and he says, I want my inheritance now. Well, that was a real slap in the face in those days. It was like saying, I wish you were dead, Dad. I want your money. I don't care about you. Dad gives him the inheritance, his portion of it. Kid goes off, blows it all in riotous living, ends up in just total despair and says, I got to go back home. At least I could be a servant there. At least I'd get enough food in my belly. And he goes trudging back home, thinking of what he's going to say. I don't deserve to be your son. Just let me be a slave. And he comes toward the dad's dwelling. And the dad apparently has been watching for him every day because the dad runs to him. And Jewish dads did not run. That was so undignified. But he ran to him and embraced him and wouldn't let the son give his speech. So do you see what's going on there? That Jesus is making an analogy. We sin. We spit in God's face. We walk away from God. And what does God do? He yearns for us so desperately. He's the dad. He stands there and he waits for us to turn and come to him. And he lavishes love upon us. That's a tremendous analogy. This is a God that we want to be part of. We want to be close to. So that's a good analogy. I think that works really, really well. What about a poor analogy? Well, the Trinity, for example, is a very difficult concept, isn't it? Very difficult. Some people have said, all right, let's see if we can make an analogy. And here's one I've heard of. Well, Trinity is kind of like water, because water can be solid, liquid, or gas. There's the three. But here's the problem. The Trinity can't be all, let me say it this way. Water cannot be a solid, liquid, and a gas all at one time. It's one thing, and then it's one thing, and then it's one thing. That's called modalism. That's actually an early heresy. The Trinity exists in all three forms simultaneously. So there's an analogy that doesn't work very well. So how does that analogy work then when we talk about that blind man and the elephant situation or the roads leading to God? We've already said it doesn't work because who got to have the sight and who got to be in the helicopter? Why does that person get to be far more seeing than the rest of us? So it's a poor analogy. The view about all roads leading to God is arrogant. It's like I can see but none of the rest of you can. It's not fair to religions. As a Christian, of course, I think Christianity is true, but I mean, can you see that this poo-poos the whole idea of differences among religions. And there are vast differences among religions. You die and what? You get reincarnated or you don't get reincarnated. You can't get both. You can't be both. You can't have both things happen to you. Jesus was either God or he was not God. He can't both be God and not God. So you can see the problems there. This is not fair at all to religions. It's illogical because one thing can't be something else, like we've been talking about, if they're different. It displays extremely lazy thinking. Pluralism is just a lazy way out of not making good, clear judgments and distinctions. It's like saying, I don't really want to think about it, so you guys are all the same. Well, that's like stereotyping. That's not a fair way to deal with races either. And finally, then it really is a poor analogy. It just doesn't hold up. So if you'd like to hear more about this and you want to think about it a little bit more, I have the video on my website, apologeticsforlife.org. You can contact me if you want notes or anything like that, Gary@apologeticsforlife.org.